What is this, a letter? From the fort, huh? Is that how you knew where to find me? And now that I think of it, it's very rare for a woman to be a messenger. There will be an attack in a few days. The enemies are on their way. Prepare the men to defend the city. How did you get here so quickly? It's nearly 2 days by normal travel to get from the fort to the city. You only stopped to trade out horses on the way. You rode through the night to get here in a single day. Well, I'll be. I don't know many men with that sort of dedication. No need to stay out on the porch. You'll be staying the night here. You're soaked and tired. You've done your part. You will do no such thing. You already exhausted yourself getting this letter to me promptly. Thanks to that, we have an extra day to prepare the troops in protecting our city. We owe you for that. I will send another messenger to take your place at the fort. You will obey orders and stay here and rest. I insist. Good girl. Following orders. Now look at you. You're shivering and soaked. I will draw you a warm bath. You need to get out of those wet clothes before you get sick. I will not have you dying on my watch because of a cold. I don't care if it won't kill you. If I can spare you the pain of illness, I will. Now come with me and we will get you warmed up. Here are some towels, washcloths, and soap. This nightshirt should fit you. Might even be a bit long considering how small you are compared to me. We'll make it work. I'll give you some privacy to undress and get in the tub. Then, I will assist you in washing your hair. We don't have any females available at the moment, so you'll just have to deal with me for now. I promise I will be an utter gentleman and concentrate on your hair. It's the least I can do, considering what you've done for us. I'll be back soon. I have to pass on your message to my subordinates. Alright, the wheels are turning and the defenses are being put in place despite the rain. Now, let's see your hair. Your hair is still cold from the rain. I'll comb it out, then we'll wash it. Oh no, I'm not married. I used to wash my mother's hair when I was younger. She got sick after my sister was born and was often too weak to bathe herself, so I helped where I could. My father worked at the fort and rarely came home. I got good at washing and braiding my mother's hair. Now, though, she lives with my sister and her husband. What about you? Do you have any family? Really? A military widow? So your husband worked at the fort but died a while back? I'm sorry for your loss. You look so young. I wasn't sure if you had ever been married. Many years ago, huh? You must have been a very young bride. He was a lucky man to have you. Any man would be. I can't help but notice how delicate your back and shoulders are. To have so much on your shoulders. You are much stronger than you appear. I mean it. You're a brave and beautiful woman. Any man would be lucky to call you theirs. Of course. I'll just turn away. So, you risked your life to get the message here because the military took care of you after the death of your husband. That makes sense. Are you decent? All right. Off to the guest room. The bed is clean and the room is warm. Hopefully it will be to your liking. Do get some sleep and I will speak to you in the morning. Oh, hello. What are you doing awake? I figured you'd be sleeping like the dead by now. Ah. You're too anxious to sleep, and you would like me to help you out? Of course. I'll do what I can to help you. What did you have in mind?
Did not expect you to kiss me. Where did that come from?
I see. You haven't been touched in a really long time. And you couldn't help yourself. I understand what you want. And you're a gorgeous woman, but it's illegal for a captain of my status to have sex with someone who I have so much power over. If they found out we messed around, I'd no longer be a captain. That is true. No one would know unless you talk, but most people are terrible at secrets. Putting my hand on your chest isn't going to change anything. Although I will admit your tits are very soft. And your nipples feel...
Stop this. A man can only take so much before I can't hold myself back.
Feeling the outline of your pussy over your panties is very fucking hot. I really want to slide my fingers inside you, but you need to agree to keep our secret. Not even the slightest hesitation. I love that in a girl. A very good girl. If you can keep my secret, then spread your legs a bit more so I can finger that little pussy. So wet. I can no longer hold back now, my little soldier. You're all mine now. Pushing me down on my back. That's a first for me. Yeah,
You think being on top of me gives you power? Think again, cutie pie. You gotta earn this. I'm a lot more powerful than you. But I'll allow you to be on top of me since I do love the view. I guess no one could really see how sexy you are under all that combat clothing. If they could, you might have been taken away from me. You have a thing for guys with power, huh? I see. It turns you on. So me being a captain, I bet it's something you really like. I'd like for you to pull my cock out of my pants and stroke it with your little hands. Get me all nice and ready to enter your pussy. Yes, just like that. You're so cute, you know that. Coming into my room in the middle of the night to get fucked by your superior. Well, let me show you why you shouldn't take me lightly. Get on all fours and bend that ass back for me. That's an order, my little soldier. Look at that sweet little asshole you have. Don't mind if I play with it a little bit while I slide in my cock. I bet you haven't had this much cock fill you up before, judging by how fucking tight you are. It looks like I'm gonna have to force it in you. Because it just isn't going in all the way. Scream all you want, baby girl. Ain't no one gonna hear you. Don't you dare pull away from me, darling. I guess I'll have to grip you by the hair so you can't get away. Your ass feels so good. It's so soft against me. Let me see what my hand looks like around your neck. You like when I have a hold on you, gripping your little neck. Looks like you're crying a little bit. Am I hurting you? Tears of joy. Oh, you're such a tough little fucking girl, aren't you? Saying exactly what your captain wants. You know, I can get used to this. If you can handle my cock, I might just have to make you my personal little slut and keep you here forever. My hand makes a perfect collar for you, baby. Maybe I should squeeze harder so my fingerprints are imprinted on you. Fuck. Your captain is about to come. You want me to come in that little pussy? Do you really think you earned the right to be the mother of my children? While also being my little whore? I couldn't understand you with all that moaning. Say it louder. Good girl. Good girl.
It's been far too long since I've had a beautiful woman in my bed. Come closer, darling. I'll keep you warm tonight. And every night afterwards, if you want. Once the city is safe, we'll figure out things from there. Until then, I want you to rest.